tell you to do way more than what you should do, though. That's why you should ask people. Like, this one I should ask, because they'll make you do 10 things, maybe only do 2 of those things.
I was told to...
prepare for feedback.
You were told to...
His girlfriend gave me unsolicited tips too.
Tips, yeah.
And why a city Ulster in Kingston has a business development center. He said to check it out.
Yeah, it's a program. I could probably do it online.
Yeah. So.
Arcana involved in all the various types of business things going on. And one thing that I like to explain to people or tell them about is that there's a business form called unincorporated association, which if you ask 100 lawyers in New York State, 98 of them will tell you that, no, that you don't do that. However, there are 13 states in this union in the United States that do that sort of business form. There are 7 states that do an extended form of it. And the entire UK uses that form. New York State doesn't use it for a reason, because it doesn't give lawyers any business when you do that. It's also a very dangerous way to do things because of liability or whatever, but it doesn't matter for most business. So there's a lot of like little tiny things that's involved, but just to buy things with not pay taxes, that you know that's a resale card for the state, you know, the sales tax thing, and a quarter of the report you put out for whatever you sold. That you've charged tax on it. Push that
one. Then I have to pay the taxes back quarterly?
Whatever you have collected for your final retail sales, you throw into there. Okay. Typically quarterly, yeah.
Alright.
You're done!
Here's another question.
I can literally just walk away.
I'm just trying to figure out what steps I should take, you know, next. Because the fire is being lit to, like, do this or get a fucking conspiracy job. I don't want a conspiracy job. I want this.
Conspiracy job?
You know, normal people job that I won't like.
Oh.
But will pay me. Yeah. Or I could have Icky Guy.
Okay,
you know what that is?
No.
It's the Japanese word for, like, the intersection of...
Tape? Yep. Sorry, we're live. The intersection? I will stop.
It's basically, like, your purpose in life, but it's also, like, it's how you make a living.
How you make a living. Like
it's
when you...
how you make a living, but also still get joy from it.
Yeah, yeah. Something you love to do and get paid for.
And you get paid for it, yes. And it's something that people want. So it's like this convergence of all the best things about the best job you could possibly have.
Okay.
So, Icky Guy's reason for being, which includes, you know, work, getting paid for it, but loving it, and other people loving it. And adding to the world.
Yes. Definitely, if you're a major barrier,
you don't have to be a corporation, you don't have to be an LLC, you can simply be a sole proprietorship, which is a one human being doing business, just do it on your own. And you're paying cash.
Yeah, I have one in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
one year, I claimed a loss, and then the IRS came to my house. And I showed them all of my burlap costumes.
And you're like, this is what I made.
Here's my page from Bob. I like that.
They just went like, we're going home.
Yeah.
We have been sent on
it. Yeah.
It
was a complete waste of time.
It was a complete waste of time. Well, yeah, somewhere on the NOAS sites is a thing that tells you how to get a resale card or something.
I was also told I should call the bank and see if I can go for one of the loans that they're given out, especially for women.
Oh!
Yeah,
so I don't know if it's going to the bank or there's other portals and the bank underwrites it. I'm not sure who actually covers those, but yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah,
I'll call them tomorrow.
Now, the strange thing, and I was watching Kurt Hendricks write about this for New York State with lots of loans and this and that, because a lot of those require that you be a business entity, this and that, but they're lowering the bar for entry. And since COVID, you know, they've been giving unemployment to freelancers, which is fucking ungoddamn heard of,
yeah.
Right? They did that for a year.
Yeah.
So they've been making things a little bit easier for people for the first time in New York State history. That's cool. Alright, you got this, Joe. You know how to work the way you work a magic arm. Look at me. Look, Joe, look at me. Watch. Everything moves around. You find your position, you just crank this down, and everything locks simultaneously.
Okay.
Alright.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty, right? That's all I need to know.
That's all you need to know. All these things loosen and tighten at the same time.
Hey, sprinkles.
Cool.
Also, remember, we are still live. I'm just leaving that thing running.
Okay.
Only thing I'm going to restart.
Yeah, no. Don't touch it. Touch anything. I can fuck with that
like
USB chain.
You were saying something before we started talking about that.
Business names. We're talking about names.
Yeah, names.
Hmm.
Well. I used to use Plopple Productions or Plopple Labs.
Yeah. So as far as a business name, like, you don't even have to just, especially if you're just using a sole proprietorship, you just come up with a name and you use it.
I've already got a logo.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to incorporate, you don't have to make an LLC, you could just use it, and legally you're supposed to, like, go to the newspaper and do 2 DBAs as and all that bullshit. Like, it's a sole proprietorship, nobody seems to recognize it. So they just run and go with it. Until somebody says you have to do something else. Yeah, run and go with it. We were setting up this LLC recently, which we're still setting up. Somebody wanted an awesome name.
No. I wanted a not terrible name.
Aaron wanted this name, and we're like, at the last minute, we used a random name, which no one else on the planet is using. We're like, because it's not being used by 80 people. Including a litigious woman one state over who's using the same name for computer shit.
The only other Mutants Unite there is some X-Men thing, so it's not like a business.
Yeah. If there's no overlap, do you have... have the effect called blue water.
It's open. Waka. 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 Don't kick the table.
Yeah.
Don't kick the table.
Stronger than the clam.
Why am I coming through?
Don't kick the table. Don't. Don't.
Mike? Mike? My mic? Oh, shit. Not good.
Is that your mic slow?
Not good.
Mike,
not good. The hockey puck picks me up as well as this thing.
Okay, well, just move the hockey puck away from your face, then. Dragging it, so it was really
noise gone.
Yeah, I was dragging it. I think that's probably better than this piece of junk.
I'll go back. Right, I'll keep the music off for now. I know that comes through. Everything just goddamn works. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. But I had said that because Ben was walking literally, I thought he was walking here.
Oh.
And he waved at me, and he just kept on fucking walking.
Was it Ben or was it someone
else? No, it was Ben.
What was he doing walking the street?
I don't know, getting, you know, $25 for a Z job.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is him! It's nice outside. See, look, look. Now he's walking.
Yeah, there's a beer in his hand. Of course there is.
And he's not walking here.
He had his attention.
And he's not walking here. Yell at him. Oh, boy.
It doesn't matter. In 20 minutes, I get to have my fucking energy drink. Yay.
Beer being sold around here. Ah, I stand corrected. Catty corner, there's a beer place. Hmm. Oh, that's hilarious.
Glad you're joining us.
This is like a different universe. You can get a beer on West Bridge Street from the manufacturer.
This is true. This is true.
What kind of witch magic is this?
Gentrification.
Yeah.
Cody said you guys were out of Cat 5 amps.
Really? Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Probably. I haven't budgeted any lately.
Oh, okay.
So here's how we can tell when our power's gonna go out. Lightning strikes.
Oh,
live.
God. Oh God.
So if those come near us. Yeah. Now the cool thing about this website is the lightning strike. It, the dot shows up the instant the lightning strike occurs. Like there's no delay. There is no delay.
Yeah.
Lightning strike, and then you get a wave front that propagates from it
on the,
and that's your thunder
on this front. Freaking
on the
Ajax
screen.
Interface.
So
bullshit.
As you watch,
that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
This is the site, like right here. People here are hearing thunder. People here are hearing thunder. People here, where the thunders are all combining, are hearing the sky split open. When you hear it do the crazy crack open, that's when they get a whole bunch of fronts at once. Like right here, outside of Oakley, they're hearing a crazy. And when my internet's working nice, I can tell people, like, you're going to get a boom now. Boom! Yeah! I'm like a fucking sorcerer!
I'm on the internet.
Pretty cool. Yeah, lightning's easy to detect, because it really shows itself off.
Yeah.
Ben, are you vaccinated?
Yes.
So we need to do our little secret handshake so that we can do like the 5G?
Yep.
5G. So our 5G can combine into super Wonder Twin powers.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what? Can I just like ask you questions? Like, why did you get the vaccine?
Oh, we're doing the vaccine conversation.
Yep, we can do that.
The science conversation.
Like
I got answers for that too.
Good.
Minor.
Now.
Totally selfish.
No. You're right. The fucked up part is Cody has an argument, but his only argument is a little bit loose and it kind of his argument is that like, you know, if the vaccine makes you asymptomatic, it's gonna like be able to make the thing spread and mutate. But then again, it's gonna be able to do that even if you're not vaccinated. I don't want to make his point for him. That's his point. I just know the basics of it.
Okay.
So, but that's his thing. He's going to be kind of against it, and you know, we're just going to
pile on poor Cody.
No, we're not. That's the thing. Because he's not going to be full of any shit. He's going.
The thing is, he sticks to science, and he doesn't go with the bullshit.
Oh, there you go.
Some friends of mine want to know about certain things that are going on. Like, in Europe, some people were having problems because after they had sex with somebody that was vaccinated, something weird happened to them.
Oh, really?
The studies disappeared because they're full of crap.
Okay.
They don't really mean anything. And I'm assuming if Cody hasn't dug up something on the subject, it's not there.
Okay.
So, with him, this time, an absence of information is probably indicative of something. So he's doing his part. We're all like going towards our main goal of, I guess, helping everyone as much as possible.
Herd immunity.
Herd immunity achieved with only 50% vaccination in Israel, but I'm not going to talk about that yet.
What?
So where did you find all these pieces?
Oh my god. So, you can just get a multi-format auto-coercing switcher on eBay for $50.
That's pretty good.
Like, let's tell Joe this. This will take any kind of video, RGB, HV, that you can throw at it. Okay. It will take PAL. It will take NTSC. It will switch and mix between all of those magically.
Huh.
And figure out the best in-between, and it'll output that as a VGA signal.
Oh, that's
right,
really cool.
Size. You're like, oh, this is small, this is medium. Oh, let's put a medium signal on it. Okay.
That's really cool.
But it has latency since it's running on like not a real-time computer. This will switch it real-time. This is just NTSC only.
Okay.
Right? But this guy over here, when you choose a new thing, it goes, hey, what is that signal going on? Then it locks into it, and then you can transition. So it's about a 1.5, 2-second delay between choosing a new signal.
That's actually not bad.
It's not bad. These were made for concerts and shit.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
They put them on big screen.
Yeah,
because like
when well, I was, like video transcoding now, I have, like, a 10-second latency to get all the packets in order, like, when we're doing it off-air, like, there's a serious, you know.
Yeah. This is pretty quick, so it's probably just delaying maybe a frame or so, putting everything in. This actually, too, even though the old TV stuff was supposed to be in line, I found out this was made within 20 years, the frames, so there's frame syncs on every input, so I don't have to, like, dial in all my Genlock cameras and dial the sync in.
Hope for the best?
Yeah, when I hope for that, this will literally sync any signal, but it's only in TSC, so I'm kind of happy about that. It saves me running extra dozens of hundreds of feet of cable.
What is this monster?
That is the head to this one.
Oh, okay.
So that's an old, you know, just an old rack. Huh. Rack mount style. There's two big cards in there that are just stuffed full of Xilinx FPGAs and a bunch of Z80 Xilogs.
I don't know.
And it works in real time.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Little Xilinx Z80, like it's running off a bunch of old Apple II processors and
that's crazy.
FPGAs. But it, I don't have any of the inputs hooked in, but I was playing with it and uploading the pictures. It'll do all the classic bullshit wipes and soft edge and whatever. But, I was having fun when it finally started working. But nothing's really hooked in yet. I've been out for a week and a half. But
oh, Ben, we're broadcasting, so whatever you say is.
It's going to go
out. It's going to be picked up by one of these fucking...
All right, well, as long as there's... I'll make sure not to do F-bombs or...
You don't want to reveal any trade secrets right now.
I'm going to shut it off now, and then I hope it works later.
What? You're not going to shut it down, are you?